There are pictures of Tipperary jockey Rachel Blackmore and her horse Honeysuckle on all the front pages as she became the first woman to win the champion hurdle at Cheltenham yesterday. For lead stories, the papers look elsewhere. Paddy's Stay, says the headline in the Irish Daily Mirror. That's a reference to what the paper calls the Taoiseach Micheál Martin's heartfelt plea for people to stay at home on St. Patrick's Day. That plea is also highlighted in the Irish Independent, which reports concern that Ireland again stands on the edge with fears of another COVID-19 surge. Be patriotic, stay at home is the headline in the Irish Daily Mail, summing up another plea from ministers as Gardaí are reported to be fearful that violent clashes in Dublin will mar the day of celebration. In the Irish Sun, Stephen Breen reports that Gardaí will throw a ring of steel around the capital today as the force braces for 5 main anti-lockdown protests there. We can reveal, he writes, that cops believe that far-right supporters may stage last-minute demos in city parks. There's a more muted report in the Irish Examiner. Cormac O'Keefe writes that up to 8 separate protests are expected in Dublin, but he quotes one experienced senior Garda as saying he did not expect sizable numbers to gather at each event. Groups will turn up and leave a mark, but I don't think there will be violence to any great degree, said the Garda. I'd not rule out combustion here and there. Feral teen gangs getting into town could exercise us a bit. In the Examiner's lead, O'Keefe reports that Garda use of controversial spying powers has dropped dramatically over the last 2 years, following a landmark High Court ruling in 2018 in a case taken by the convicted murderer Graham Dwyer. According to the Irish Times, preparations are underway to resume administration of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine, amid optimism that the product will be given safety clearance by the European Medicines Agency tomorrow. And the Irish Daily Star reports that Ireland is set to get 110,000 more Pfizer vaccines in the coming weeks. The good news coming in time for St. Patrick's Day, also for the headline writer who came up with Cade Mila Pfizer. The Independent has a cartoon by Graham Keyes with a Brexit flavour. St. Patrick is on the coast of Antrim surrounded by snakes, and an official looking man is telling him, "I don't care who you are, mate, you're not driving anything out of Ireland until you've filled out these forms in triplicate." Martin Turner's cartoon in the Times shows 2 versions of St. Patrick. His message in the year 441 AD is go forth for the sake of God and spread the word. His message in 2021, stay put for God's sake and don't spread the virus. A letter writer in the Times points out that St. Patrick was a non-Irish national, trafficked and forced into slavery as a herdsman in our country, and dehumanised to the extent that he had to eat and sleep alongside the animals in his charge. Michael Gannon of Kilkenny says no one expects that the non-Irish nationals, the trafficked and the homeless that continue to reside amongst us be granted the same status as our national saint. Just a human, civilised response to their essential needs would be ample, and I suggest be appreciated by Patrick too.